People get the winter blues. In fact, the third Monday of January has been known as Blue Monday. And here is to get a little cures on that with maybe some travel is our favorite travel expert, editor-in-chief of Travel Girl magazine. It's Stephanie Oswald. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. How are you guys doing? Freezing up there?
Oh, not too bad. It could be worse.
High 40s?
Yeah, that's not bad for January. It's the February sometimes that we have to worry about around here. But we're into a new year of traveling. What are some of the, I guess, is there even a trend? Can we start so early enough to figure out what a trend for 2017 might be?
We absolutely can. And I'll tell you what, guys, I mean, we're going to see lots of cruising this year, people checking off their bucket lists, people traveling to follow their food passions. Those are some of the trends we're seeing. And because this is Blue Monday, and research shows that the simple act of planning a vacation can boost your spirits, I've got all kinds of ideas for you. So there's a destination that has special deals designed to beat the blues. I have advice on how you can be your own best travel agent and also how to pick the best souvenirs.
I would also change my screen on my computer to some kind of nice Caribbean or blue sky or some beach or something like that as inspiration, too.
Absolutely. That is a brilliant idea.
So let's talk about...
And that is actually, you know, that's putting the joys of travel into your everyday life. And, you know, that's what I'm talking about when I'm saying, you know, choose items when you're going on vacation. Don't just, maybe you collect snow globes or magnets, and that's great. But also think about investing in something that is going to remind you of your wonderful trip every day. So whether it's a piece of artwork or a cooking utensil that you use every day, like a trivet or something that's going to sit on your stove, but personalized items. Take your favorite travel photo and put it on a mug or your workout water bottle or a mouse pad or a phone case. Those are the types of things you see it every day, and it just gives your mind a little mental boost, like, hey, remember that wonderful trip? And that's great for our mental psyche.
Okay, Stephanie, where are we going?
Well, how about the beach? You mentioned the beach, and I'll tell you what. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina has a list of deals on their website right now. They just launched it today. It's visitmyrtlebeach.com, and they are doing these deals designed to beat the blues. And you can save up to 42% off of a destination. There's also these little perks, too, which I love. Wherever you're going, when you walk into the hotel or when you're making your plans, look for these little deals. Ask the concierge. Ask whoever you book your trip with, are there any extra perks I can get? Because some of these places, they're doing $20 food credits or $25 toward gaming or, you know, mini golf tickets. There's always some kind of little discount, and all those little things add up. Some of the restaurants are giving away free desserts with every meal this month to help beat the blues. So that's the type of thing to look for right now, because they, you know, it's a great time to plan a trip. It's our first long weekend of the year, so it's a great time to plan a trip for later in the year.
Stephanie, is this a good time? You mentioned Myrtle Beach. Is this a good time to go, or should we plan now for later in the spring, early summer?
Well, you know, for me, any day at the beach is a good day. But right now, those deals go through the end of May. So you do have some wiggle room. And I like to say that in between, you know, the shoulder seasons are a great time to go, because that's when you're going to get fewer crowds. And, you know, people are already planning their spring break vacations right now. And one of the things you can take advantage of, too, are flash sales. So if you've got a destination that you want to go to, right now, January is a big month for flash sales. So whether it's your favorite airline, and if you're signed up for alerts that you're going to get in your email box, or going on their website, you'll probably see some flash sales there. Bargain websites like Travelzoo. I just saw something yesterday, London and Paris for a week for less than $900, including flights. And those are the types of flash sales you're going to see this month.
Tell me a little bit more about flash sales. I'm not as familiar with that. Is that just something that a sale that just sort of comes out of nowhere suddenly? Is that kind of where...
Yes, exactly. Okay. You've described it perfectly. Right. It's basically when they're just trying to get your attention and say, hey, are you thinking about taking a trip? Here's something we're going to tease you with. And if you get excited about it, you might say, okay, let me book right now. And that's really the key, is if you have the flexibility and the budget and you can pick out a time that works for you and whoever you're traveling with, take advantage of them right away, because they are flash sales. That's why they call them that. They'll be gone very soon. So they may only have, you know, a handful of these deals.
How do people know when they're getting a flash sale or something that something is legitimate? Because there's a lot of times things come through my emails that I question. How do I know that I have credibility with what I'm getting?
That is a fantastic question. And the key there is to work with organizations that you can trust, like the big airlines. If you fly, depending on what your favorite airline is, whatever the hub is that's closest to you, if you're a frequent flyer, you want to make sure that your airline has your correct email address, your cell phone number, so that they can send your boarding passes to you electronically. But being signed up on places like Travelzoo or even some of the tourism boards have newsletters. So if you go on, if you have a favorite destination, go to their tourism board website, there's probably going to be a newsletter. You know, I'm based here in New Orleans, and this is our busiest season. Carnival season just started. Mardi Gras is at the end of February. And if you go to MardiGrasNewOrleans.com, you can find out all the parade routes and everything. You can also sign up for a newsletter. So pretty much if you've got a favorite destination, sign up for the newsletter. If you have a favorite hotel, a favorite airline, signing up for their newsletters, having them come into your inbox, that's also where you're going to see those flash sales. And something else, I'll tell you what, you guys want to make sure that if you don't want to clutter up your personal email or your work email, start a special email account. This is another way you can be your own best travel agent. Have an email account that is specific for travel items, whether it's, you know, newsletters or confirmations of flights or anything else that you sign up for. Maybe it's photo of a day from your favorite destination, something like that. Whatever it is, have it go to specifically one email. So maybe it's craigstravels@yahoo.com or bruce'svacation@gmail.com, whatever it is, but have everything travel related go to that email.
I use something like getmeoutofherenow.
Like that too. That's great.
A little incentive on there. And of course, they can visit you at travelgirlinc.com to get other details of what we talked about today. Appreciate your time, Stephanie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have some tips on there too for things you should do to have smooth travels this year, like update your luggage tags. Get rid of the old information and bring in the new.
Appreciate your time this morning, Stephanie. Have a good travel time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care, you guys. Happy travels.
Stephanie Oswald, editor-in-chief of Travel Girl magazine, joining us this morning.